Vino Malgeno, Vino Malgeno, Vino Malgeno, Kaneno Vaneno, Gien Mano Shieinu, aseimanu, tzedakah v'chesed, aseimanu, tzedakah v'chesed, v'hoshieinu. So, Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Avinu Malkeinu is the tefillah that we really are focusing in. Also because we say it a lot, but also because I think the themes of Avinu and Malkeinu really represent this time. So I personally just really wanted to understand the tefillah on a deeper level. Gavat, so let's start.
Day 6?
One day.
Friday night was 3. Sunday was 4. Monday was 5. What's today?
Monday's 5.
What's
Monday night now, so.
Monday's 5.
All right, so we're almost there. So, to start off, the first. Okay, let's do the first story.
6. Sorry, with day 6.
The Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, says the following story. Tanu Rabbanan. Maaseh Rabbi Lezer, Shagaza Shalosh Esrei Taniyot Al Tzibor, Lo Yardu Kishamim. So Rabbi Lezer was a Gadol Hador, and he decreed 300 fasts, and still nothing worked. Hitchilu Atzibor Latzeit, Amar Lehem Takan. Hold on, oh, that's so funny. Here I didn't bring it down. Fine. In any case, so he couldn't find out. He didn't know what to do. Steps in. Rabbi Akiva. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva goes up to the Aaron and he starts davening. Makes up a new tefillah. He says, Avinu Malkeinu. Master, my father, a king, and the rains start. Rains come. So this is the first time that we interact with this Avinu Malkeinu tefillah made up by Rabbi Akiva himself. And from there on in, developed this custom to start saying Avinu Malkeinu. I think I read that in the time of the Amur, not that, the Geonim, it was brought down that there was first 22 letters, 22 different Avinu Malkeinus, like the 22 different letters. Then somehow it developed to 53 different Avinu Malkeinus. And currently Ashkenazim do 44 Avinu Malkeinus, and I think there's a lot of different variations about like exactly what Avinu Malkeinu you have. In Sephardim they say like this, and different communities have different Avinu Malkeinus. It's not set in stone. So it's clearly a minhag, but a minhag which has now become a halacha. You know, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. Shulchan Aruch talks about whether you should say Chatanu in Rosh Hashanah or not. That's the whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch versus the Ramah. But in any case, that's where it all starts from Rabbi Akiva. From this Rabbi Akiva. And the question I wanted to ask is, what should be the stress be? Should it be Avinu? For us, is our relationship, should we be focusing on the Avinu aspect, as Hashem is our Tati? Or should it be Malkeinu, like the king? And the truth is, I think this question even goes, it's like the reverberating theme about the whole Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time period. Okay. And on the one hand, Rosh Hashanah is like scary, you Natana Tokef, like, you know, Miyamut Miyach, yeah, like, Rosh Hashanah, you know. And Yom Kippur is even scarier, that's when it's really coming down. And we have that element of scare, fear, and, you know, dress your best. And there's certainly in halacha that element. But on the other hand, there's elements of joy. You're eating, like Nehemiah says, you're partying, you're delighting. And certainly chassidim, and we all have a lot of chassidus in us in this generation, are singing and dancing and shana tova metuga and apples and honey. And it's this strange thing of like, is it Melech who I'm scared of, or is it Abba who I love and who's going to forgive me? Like, what is it? What do we stress? And you find like totally contradictory kind of emotions here. So what do you guys think? For us, for our generation, what should the stress be?
Can't be both.
I mean, obviously it is both. Like, it's Avinu Malkeinu. So they're both part of the relationship. You can't have one without the other. And maybe it's exactly 50-50. Maybe that could be the end of the question. That's legitimate. But, you know, could be then different
both.
Generations.
It's both.
It's definitely both.
Avinu. Has to be Avinu.
Like, it's only one.
I agree it's both.
One without the other as well. Because there's a reason why you don't say Avinu V'Malkin.
Nechon.
Say Avinu Malkin.
So for sure you need both. For sure you need both. No Avin without year, no year without Avin. You need both. My question isn't what do you need. My question is what should our stress be?
Avinu.
Maybe there's no stress. Maybe it's exactly equal. But Ellie thinks it's Avinu.
You're not right what you're saying.
Avinu is the
ultimate, but more about the stressing out is the Malkeinu because in Melech Bleam there's no king without a nation.
Don't care. It's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we want Rachamim. We want Rachamim. That's it.
Rosh Hashanah is not a myth. What the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah? To be Mamlech Hashem. Sure, yeah. To make Hashem king. Not to make Hashem a father. He's anyway a father. It doesn't matter if you do it or not. Then it doesn't depend on us. Mm-hmm. And us depends only kingship. Mm-hmm. And not father. Because father is anyway here. He's anyway the father. Because he created us. But king is only because we... Be making king,
the king has
then
rachamim?
He becomes king.
The king has rachamim?
Of course he has rachamim. Well, I mean...
No, I want to say, the king can't be on his cupboard. Marvin on his cupboard, is that...
No, he can't.
Right?
The king,
you know, you can't mess with the king. Right? Mm. With your Abba, you can get away with it.
So I don't know
fair. Okay, so first of all, I want to say, for sure what you're saying is legitimate. Personally, I love when Chabad sings... Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech, Ein Lanu Melech.
The world, we want to get inspired on Father, so he sang Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Ato. But they made a song, Only on Ein Lanu Melech, and the Chabad sings it only on.
Chon, because they dive go.
The whole world sings it, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Ato, and Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech, and Ato.
The world thinks Chaneinu Vaneinu, have mercy upon us.
Yeah.
Chabad says Ein Lanu Melech.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This also.
They also sing Chaneinu.
No. I'm saying I meant Avinu Ato. Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Ato, Avinu Malkeinu. But what you said reminded me of a story that was the difference between the Rebbe. And some philosopher, yeah. Philosopher, I think it was like this. Philosopher tries to see how I can what I'm doing to Hashem. Like he's busy with the eye, he's busy with himself the whole time. What I can do in order to bring Hashem closer to me. And the tzaddik is how everything is Hashem. Nothing else exists. It's just like. How I can bring me closer to Hashem. Because Hashem is everywhere.
Right.
It's a different perspective.
Interesting. Okay, Yafet. And that's definitely a legitimate perspective. I am actually, to be honest, more on the Elliot side camp. And I'll try to bring some rayas, but obviously I believe that both are Elu Elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. And both are legitimate and true for different people in different time periods. And everyone needs different things. But I think for our generation, many of us need the stress to be on the Avinu. On the Avinu. And I'll give you some ideas as to why. I'm basing a lot of this on the shir of Rav Moshe Weinberg. It was a fantastic shir. If you guys are interested, I'm happy to put on the group or whatever. But on a lot of different things. So interestingly enough, we have the famous Gemara in Yoma, right? The end of Yoma, which says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem metare, mi metare etchem. Rabbi Akiva says, how praiseworthy are you Jewish people? Who do you purify yourself before? Lifnei avichem shebashamayim, before your father in heaven. The same Rabbi Akiva that said, Avinu Malkeinu, when it comes to Tahara, when it comes to Yom Kippur time, he's putting the stress on the Abba and the fact that Hashem is our Tati, that he's that's what purifies you. The fact that he's our Tati. That I thought was interesting. The same Rabbi Akiva, and actually Elliot, what you were saying, the Bnei Yisachar says that the din of a Rebbe points out exactly like you're saying, that when it comes to a Melech, he can't be Mochan is covered. It's a Gemara in Ketubos. That if you're the king, everyone has to stand up when you walk into the room. You can't sit in your chair. Even if you want to be mochel, you can't, because it's Hashem's kavod. You represent God. But the Abba can be mochel. If you go to your dad, I did this once. My dad was kind of cracking up because me and my dad don't have this type of fear relationship. But you say, Dad, is it okay if I don't stand up when you walk into the room? He can be like, yeah, it's cool. Don't worry. Which is what we generally assume, that most dads are mochel, their child. A father can do that, because it's his honor. So similarly, if we're relating to Hashem as a melech, then he can't really be, you know, like, there are standards. But if we're relating to Hashem primarily as an Abba, then an Abba can pardon. An Abba can say, okay, I'm mochel. Like, you don't deserve it, but I love you, you know? And so, and like, we have this idea in Chassidus, that Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. Meaning to say, exactly the way that you treat Hashem, that's how Hashem is going to treat you. Right? And it's so true. It's mamish. It's like the biggest thing I've experienced in life. That when you do like things above and beyond, Hashem like mamish sends it right back to you. I'll tell you, even this week I saw it like clearly. I had a... It was right after Rosh Hashanah, so I wanted to start off my year right. So, whatever, I did Havdalah with Neely, and did it like with my guitar, and it was really nice. And then, I said, I'm going to do a Malava Malka. Now, I always do Malava Malka, but usually a Malava Malka is like some tea as I like wash the dishes. Like, whatever. I'm Yotze. Like, according to some, I ate a lot in Shabbos, and according to some opinion, tea is good enough. Fine. It was the day after. Malav Malka is the special meal to eat after Shabbos. So this week I said, you know what? I'm going to go extra above and beyond. So I got a tablecloth. I lit some candles. I got food, nice food. I washed. And my mamish did it like for Hashem. And I was even debating, should I eat it at the kitchen table? No, I'm going to sit at a white table. And I've read in Chassidic Torah, this is the best way to do it. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to read a Gadol story, because they say that you're supposed to tell over Hasidic stories about Gadol. And I asked my wife, who should I light the candle for, as long as we're lighting a candle? And she said, no, Levi Yitzchak Mberditcher. I said, okay, why not? He's a good guy. And, you know, no particular reason, but I like Levi Yitzchak. So I lit a candle for him. So I sit down and I take out my Gadol book from Pliskin. Not Hasidic, just Gadol stories. And of course, I open up the first page, this week's Parsha, and who's the first Rebbe that I read about? What are the odds? Rav Levi Yitzchak Mberditcher. I read that again, Rav Levi Yitzchak, and the first story that... He probably comes up like twice or three times the whole book. It was like obvious to me that Hashem's like saying, like, good job. Like, keep doing things the right way. You know, like, Hashem Tzilchah, the way you treat Hashem, that's like, that's how Hashem's going to react towards you. Mom, I've seen this 100 times. But like, it was just so clear. So Gavad, so the way, I think if we interact with Hashem in the way of Tati, Tati, Tati consciousness, he can view us as his child. And we're his child. We stress the pasuk in the Torah that says, "Mikamcha Yisrael, who is like you Jewish people." And I forgot the pasuk. I mean, that's Micha, but it says we're Karov, a nation that's close to Hashem. There's no other nation that feels so. We're Hashem's close one. We're so close to Him. Tshuva is so close. So that's what we're gonna feel. We're gonna feel that closeness of the bunny. And there's a story here about the Baal Shem Tov that says something very similar to this. But actually, I'll read. Rosh Hashanah, the Baal Shem Tov taught, is a game of hide and seek. God hides, we seek. But where can God hide? Wherever you go, there He is. As Zohar says, there is no place void of Him. So perhaps what the Baal Shem Tov meant is more like a peekaboo, in which a parent hides behind his or her own fingers. So too, God hides Himself within the guise of an awesome, different king, judging His subjects strictly by the book until the most sublime angels shiver in dread. And we seek the Father behind the stern voice. We are the small child who climbs into the king's arms, tears off the mask, and exclaims, "Daddy," which is just what He's waiting for us to do. Father, I actually heard this a similar story with Shimon Pinchas, that he once, on Purim, he dressed up like a bear, and he walked into his house, and his child, a four-year-old, is really scared because there's a bear in the house. So he goes over to his mommy, and mom's like, no, it's your dad. It's a daba, don't worry. She takes off the mask, and it's Abba. So the little kid goes over to Abba and says, "Abba, protect me from the bear." And that's Gevalt. In other words, like, Hashem is both.
Who says it?
The Baal Shem Tov basically says that. The Baal Shem Tov says that Hashem's waiting for us to rip off this face of the king, the scary king, and relate to Him as an Abba. So I think that's, I think that's our tafkid. Relate to Hashem as an Abba. And I'll tell you two more stories to drive the point home. And then we're going to look at it inside the whole Avinu Malkeinu, but this is my theory. Story number one is Chaim Shmulevitz is a great, great Rebbe. And he came to Eretz Yisrael to get an awakening. And he visited three Rebbes. He visited the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, right, by Har HaZeitim. He visited someone else, Mama Racha. Gevalt, that makes sense. And he visited Avner, the Kever of Avner. You know, Avner, it's down near, you can see it from the old city. If you know the story of Avner, he wasn't such a great guy. He, you know.
Isn't he by Moritz Machpelah?
By where?
Moritz Machpelah?
No.
Avner Bener?
Not that Avner. This the son of David HaMelech who slept with the sister-in-law and then tried to kill his father and made a whole rebellion. It's right in the beginning of Malachim, I believe. It's a whole story, a few chapters just about this guy. Not exactly a tzaddik in our book, but there's a legend that, whatever, that his head got chopped off and that's where... So someone asked the rabbi, like, what? Like, why do you go to Avner of all people? You know? A lot of holy people. So he said, yeah, but if you look at what David HaMelech's speech when his son dies, he says 8 times, Bni, 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 he's crying. And everyone's mad at him, like, this guy's trying to start a rebellion, why are you crying over him? He tried to kill you. And David HaMelech is like, I don't care, he's my son. Gevalt. So like, that's what the kind of consciousness that he wants to get in, is just to be a father, no matter how bad people are, to just love them. And that's what we're asking from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tati, like, you're a Tati, like, we don't deserve it, but we're little kids, we messed up, you know, and so like, you're a Tati, we're gonna do tshuva, and please forgive us, and because you love us, you know, and we know that you will make our averus mitzvahs if we just do tshuva shlemo, you know, from Abba, and at the least he'll wipe it out clean. All we gotta do is just sincerely go through, make our list, and mamish, you know, and mamish, be there, go there. So I like that story, and I think that's for our generation. We're a generation that needs a lot of love, that needs to relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu as a tati. We also need to relate to him as a melech and have respect. But For me, the fact that it's Avinu Malkeinu, not Malkeinu Avinu, means a lot.
It's very challenging. It's not so simple.
Why?
Because in the physical level, when you see your father, your biological father.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna come. You see sometimes that your father doesn't respect you the way you are. He wants from you much more. You're not ready for something, but you have to do it just because. A mother usually, I'm asking this question like all the time.
Why don't we call it Imenu Malkeinu?
Yeah, a mother loves a child unconditional.
Uh-huh.
A father, a biological father, doesn't love the child unconditional. All the time,
hey, speak for yourself.
All the time, he demands and demands and demands and demands. The mother doesn't demand so much as the father does.
I don't know if every father-mother relationship is exactly...
What? Jewish mother?
My parents are Jewish, so I'm talking about Jewish.
I'll be honest, I'm not sure if everyone agree with you, but okay, fine. No, there's definitely motherly love, which is special.
Father's unconditional too, he's just more strict.
Listen, you're...
Father's too strict?
I think... It's funny, you're this...
Father's always more strict.
Tzvika...
But when you want love, you go to your mother, you don't go
right.
to your father.
Right, so why don't we say, the truth is we do refer to Hashem as a Shechina. So there is some feminine energy. But you're right, I was just in the old city, I was visiting with Yisrael, and that was a question he asked me. We have a blind Holocaust survivor friend, and he asked me that question. Why don't we relate to Hashem as a top? His mother, I didn't have an answer for him.
He also asked the same question.
And he asked the exact same question. So it's a good question. I don't know. I can tell you this, I found some Makoros. I didn't find enough. I want us to keep looking, but I did find Makoros that refer to Hashem as a Melech. And Yeshayi says, Ki Hashem Shofteinu Hashem.
That's not a question, of course.
And I did find one that says, and Yeshayi says, Ki Ata Avinu. You're a father. I haven't found any Makoros referred to him as our Imenu.
When we talk about Rachmanis, Rachmenu Kerachim Aval Banim. What kind of Rachmanis does have, like, you see all the time, you go around, you talk to people, you see, like, what the father did to him.
Nechai.
Sometimes his parents, sometimes, but most of the time when something is harsh, or something is like mom's bothering someone, it comes from the father, not from the mother.
You're right. And the truth is, obviously, this is all just metaphors. We're just using metaphors. We call him, last week we talked about Adon, you know, Adon, he's our master, and now he's a Melech, and now he's a Abba. And Yedid Nefesh refers to him, of course, as our lover. Avarach. So, you know, we're using different images and they're all true and they're all not true. They're all just a piece of the picture. And just the question is, why are we relating it to that? And why did the Jewish people not relate to it as a mommy? I don't have a good answer for that question. It's a really good question. We should keep thinking about it. I don't know. But I wanted to end with one final story and then we'll open up our sitter.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Bracha for a woman is Sha'asali Kirtano.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So women are more naturally in tune with their kind of the way they're meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're more in tune with whatever their role is. Whereas so the mother will be more as a mother's meant to be. Whereas a father, it's more of a struggle to be the real father.
Uh-huh.
Right? So maybe what a father
he really
is.
Wants,
so what
good,
a
father, but
so what a father really is, yeah, is as much love as a mother. Like not what we see, but what a real father is, yeah. And there are fathers, but maybe we just don't see. You know, it's more of a struggle to show that real love as a father. You know, if you had Avraham Avinu, you think Avraham Avinu wasn't full of love for everyone? Yeah. But we don't see it, so it's like the chizor. It's true. The chizorin is maybe
the way how he accepted.
What we see is more, you know, it's harder to be the father to show love.
We see only the external, not the internal.
And you know, you hear stories of back in like Europe, and the father would never kiss the child. Yeah. You know, the kind would like I'm, never kiss the child.
I never heard from my not neither my father nor my mother. Love. The word love doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
It's all this modern stuff, you know. for this generation.
He also didn't get it from his parents.
That's right, because back then it was a different, you know, there was...
Right. The truth is, if